Early political parties in Richland County, elections nationally and in the state. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the 1906 U.S. Gen Web, Chapter 7, Richland County was organized in 1850 at a time when public sentiment was rapidly crystallizing and lines were being sharply drawn upon the great issue of slavery extension. Nationally, in 1854, when a fusion between the Free Soilers and the Know-Nothing Party was made, and both elements combined under the name Republican. In 1855, at the November election for governor, Coles Bashford carried the county and the Republican ticket was elected. After the election of 1852, the very name and machinery of the Whig Party nationally had passed out of existence, and practically all elements united in opposition were to the Democratic Party. In 1856, Richland County gave a heavy vote for the Republican ticket of John C. Fremont for president. The contest of 1860, Richland County largely increased their Republican vote and gave to Mr. Lincoln a large majority. Since the Civil War period through the early 1900s, Richland County has been reliably Republican, and the only question has been in the regard to the size of the majority. It was not until the campaign of 1896 that the highest vote count ever recorded for a Democratic presidential candidate in Richland County took place. In Richland County, every district schoolhouse became a political forum, and the interest in everything else waned while the battle for the standards was in progress. In 1904, a high watermark was reached so far as the Republican majorities in the presidential years are concerned, and Teddy Roosevelt received 2,698 votes, while Parker, the Democrat, received just 1,340. These figures represent the largest majority ever given to a political party in Richland County. There can be no doubt that the Republicans had a large majority in the county by nearly a 2-to-1 vote nationally. Also, though, in 1904, the vote for governor at that same election, Bob La Follette received 2,075 votes to Peck's, who was a Democrat, 1,923, a Republican majority of only 152 votes. In local and state affairs, however, an independent spirit has been manifested more or less ever since the close of the Civil War, particularly as regards to candidates for county offices, and members of the minority party have frequently been the incumbents of the official positions. The first election held in Richland County, of which there is any record, was on November 5, 1850, and the following officials were elected to positions: County Clerk, John Rutten; Clerk of Court, A.B. Slaughter; Register of Deeds, Levi Houts; County Treasurer, D.H. Byrd; County Judge, J.W. Coffinberry; Sheriff, John J. Matthews; Prosecuting Attorney, John Stone; Surveyor, James Appleby; Coroner, William Kincannon. These gentlemen were duly qualified as officers of the new county of Richland and entered upon the duties of their respective positions.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.